we're going back to that news just as we came on air, that there are now 200 patients in intensive care units with confirmed COVID-19, with more than 2,023 patients hospitalised overall. This morning, the HSE said that more than 400 are receiving high-grade ventilation and respiratory support. The HSE boss, Paul Reid, said its national critical care surge plans are activated. Let's get the latest from our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers. I presume these figures, Fergal, mean that hospitals up and down the country are at this stage well into what's described as their surge capacity.
Yes, the HSE has said that the national critical care surge plans have been activated, and we can see hospitals are seeing a continued increased pressure, 2,023 patients with confirmed COVID-19 and 200 in ICU, and there are 400 patients receiving ventilation and respiratory support. And if you look at some of the busiest hospitals, Cork University Hospital is the busiest. It has 162 patients with COVID-19. University Hospital Limerick, St Vincent's in Dublin, and Galway University Hospital, also extremely busy.
We also know that in the last week or so, because of the sheer numbers of confirmed COVID cases, that the HSE had to modify its tracking and tracing protocols in relation to people who are close contacts. But they are talking now about resuming testing of all close contacts if the numbers come down sufficiently.
Yes, the HSE said today it's going to look at reintroducing testing of close contacts. That would be once daily case numbers go below 2,000 a day. As you say, you know, because of the surge and the number of cases a few weeks back, they suspended temporarily checking close contacts. I think we hit about 8,000 on one day, although there are backlog numbers in that figure. But we're starting to come down again, and yesterday 2,944. So, you know, I think the case numbers are going to come down because the number of patients attending GPs has reduced by 70% in the last 2 weeks, and there are tentatively positive signs of reducing case numbers in the community.
Yeah. Just finally, a word about that controversy surrounding the Coombe Hospital. We were discussing it a moment ago with Heather Humphreys, Fergal. There is a statement this lunchtime from Minister Stephen Donnelly.
Yes, so well, Minister Donnelly has spoken to the chair of the Coombe Hospital, and that the board of the hospital is going to discuss the matter. Now, we know the master of the Coombe Hospital has apologised, I think, any deviation from the agreed schedule of vaccination. And given the limited supplies at the moment, that is going to annoy people. However, you know, had the vaccines been discarded, that would have been a big issue too. In fairness to the Coombe, it said it had worked through Friday and contacted the HSE to tell them of the additional available doses and sought out frontline workers to vaccinate. But I think this is about procedure and possibly having protocols and having a backup list of people to get the vaccine in the event. Maybe you've no shows or people aren't well enough or can't get the vaccine. It's something that will clearly be addressed after this controversy.
Yeah, I suppose there might be a reasonable expectation that if this happened in terms of excess vaccines at the end of the day in the Coombe, it could have happened or be happening in hospitals elsewhere.
Yes, and look, it is possible other hospitals have had to deviate from the strict system if they find they've more doses than expected. It is, of course, supposed to be frontline health staff and nursing home residents and staff in the first phase. I mean, last week we had claims that some non-patient facing staff were getting vaccinated, although the HSE said to me that they weren't aware of any individual cases. It is an issue. Mm. And of course, once vaccine doses are thawed and drawn up, there's a short time to administer them. So that is an issue. Of the 16 recipients of those Coombe vaccines, the family members, 9 were aged over 70 years of age, the hospital says. It is unfortunate, but I think everybody involved in the vaccination programme will be aware given the controversy now.
All right, Fergal Bowers, thank you very much for that. Well, let's stay with that, because Sinn Féin spokesperson on health, David Cullinan, is calling for a full account and explanation to be given on why family members were given excess doses of the COVID vaccine at the Coombe. He says it damages confidence, and it wants the Minister for Health and the HSE to investigate. David Cullinan is in our Waterford studio. Good afternoon, Deputy Cullinan. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, Brian.
You say there are questions to be answered here. There's been a fairly detailed statement issued by the Coombe. What questions does that still leave unanswered in your mind?
Well, first of all, I think what happened was unacceptable, Brian, and I don't believe that in any circumstances that very close family members of senior management of any hospital should be prioritised or shouldn't end up getting the vaccine. Yes, there has been a response from hospital management, but we have to know what exactly was done by hospital management over that time period. For example, were porters, were cleaners, were security staff in those hospitals vaccinated? Were they offered the vaccine? I know there is a fire station only half a mile away from the Coombe Hospital. There are other hospitals as well, and I would make the point nobody wants to see any of the doses wasted, but we have to have full confidence in the process and there has to be fairness. And I think people were angered when they saw this because the optics of it is not good when you have some hospitals in this state who yet have yet to receive the vaccine. So I think it was wrong, the circumstances were wrong, and I think there are questions for management, but equally there are questions for the Minister and for the HSE, because if it is the case that the hospital management contacted the HSE and asked what should they do and the responses weren't forthcoming, then that shows again the lack of planning and preparedness.
Can I just be clear on this?
That is clearly a responsibility for the Minister for Health.
Yeah, but just be clear on this. You're not saying that at the end of the day, if they were left with 16 doses, they should have destroyed them?
Absolutely not.
No,
and of course, nobody would argue that, Brian. But the point is,
and if having exhausted all the obviously they went through all their own hospital frontline staff, they called in GPs, other community healthcare workers, and if having distributed vaccine to all of those who were available, this was 9 o'clock at night on a Saturday evening, if having done all that, at the end of the day, 16 family members, half of whom at least I think were over 70, why does a problem arise there?
Well, I think, first of all, it's an issue of fairness. And second of all, I don't think in any circumstances should family members of senior management be vaccinated in hospitals where obviously frontline staff have to be prioritised. And if I can just make the point again.
Well, we're told they have been prioritised.
Hang on a second. What the point I'm making is we need to get full answers to all of this. I don't know, and I'm not sure if you know, if porters, if cleaners, if security staff, if everybody working in the hospital was offered the vaccine. Maybe that was the case.
Just to offer some clarity, it says over 1,000 vaccines were administered to frontline staff, GPs, local community health workers.
And let's get the full circumstances in relation to that, because the hospital management themselves, by the way, Brian, have accepted that this was wrong.
Yes.
So they've accepted that, and I think we can all accept that. And I'm not saying that we need to beat people over the head here. What I'm saying is that we need to get answers to questions, but equally,
should
there
we also
are issues
have a,
in... But if I can make the point...
Should we have a protocol? Sorry to cut across. You should be clear protocols as to what is done with excess doses at the end of the day.
Of course there should, and that's the entire point in terms of confidence in the process. So if it was the case that hospital management were contacting the HSE and saying that we may have some doses which will go to waste, and then they weren't offered any alternatives in terms of what should happen, that's on the HSE, that's on the Minister for Health. He has to take responsibility for that. And I should say, Brian, there is anecdotal evidence coming in from other hospitals right across the state of similar situations happening. So there does need to be a contingency, but that is not on hospital management, that's on the HSE and the Minister for Health. And what I'm saying is that he has to take responsibility. We can't pass the buck.
Okay.
But equally, I think hospital management need to be, in all hospitals, need to be very, very clear and transparent about the processes that they follow.
David Cullinan, Sinn Féin, thank you very much indeed for that.